about design. We want to put the fun back into design. We want to think about, in addition to maybe offering people the option of doing great big detailed designs, could they maybe go to this site and spend 3 minutes and get some really good ideas around something? So little interactive widgets which might be fun about different aspects of design. So here's one, for example, which maps different kinds of pedagogy to the use of tools in a particular context. So you could say, for example, that learning is somewhere located on individual to social, it's passive or active, it's information or experience-based. So let's take a blog as a reflective diary. So where would you say that lay on the individual to social angle? Is it more social, more individual, or more social? Well, if we say, just pick one, but say if it's a very reflective one.
It's social.
Okay, I said individual, but that's fine. But the point is, it doesn't matter, because you can use it whichever way you like. So if I think, a blog is a reflective diary, it's for me, I might map it there. You might map it differently for your one, that's fine. The point is, it's a fun tool to play with. I might say it's active, I might say it's experience-based. I might say a blog as a collective class resource is more social than that, it's active, it's more information-based. It doesn't matter where the blobs end up. The point is, it's a silly little thing to make you think about mapping pedagogy to tools. Another example, mapping different types of pedagogy to different things you might want an activity to generate. You might want to say, I want to encourage reflection or have frequent interaction and feedback, etc. And then you could map these against the different elements of pedagogy. How am I doing for time? Right? So here you've got a little matrix which maps against the different dimensions. So it says, if the principle in this activity is about encouraging students to reflect on experience and show understanding, I think that that brings out pedagogies to do with thinking and reflection and brings out pedagogy to do with evidence and demonstration. In contrast, if I want to do something that's providing more support for fostering independent learning, that's encouraging thinking and reflection, experience and activity, conversation and interaction. Again, that's my interpretation of it, but it's just a little tool for thinking about mapping principles to types of pedagogy. And we want to build up a whole set of these. We've got some ideas, but this is kind of part of the aspiration we've got to develop this set of kind of interactive widgets. Final example, mapping what tools and different tasks can do, listing what you might say were the positives, benefits of those tools, and what you might say were the negatives, and try to do a mapping. So for example, taking an e-portfolio for gathering evidence, I might say, I think that's good in terms of organisation, it's good in terms of getting the students to reflect more on what they're doing. What do I think are the disadvantages of that? I might say it's time consuming, I might say there are assessment issues in terms of how I'm going to assess it. So giving people a little way of thinking about tools in use, so that then they can make choices about how they're going to use different tools to support different learning activities. And finally, we're looking at other very good ideas that other people have got. I'll just pick one. The 8LEM work has been around for a long time, originally developed in Belgium, I think. But now the Settle in Northern Ireland have picked that up, and they produce little interactive flashcards to support this 8 learning events method. And there are plans to create a little interactive tool. Well, the minute that tool is available, we can make a link to it and have it in there. So again, if you wanted to think about the student perspective and the different things the students are doing, this might be a very nice tool to do. And we think kind of these interactive widgets could be a really good way of making the design process much more fun and getting people to think differently. If it gets people to think outside the box a little bit, that's got to be good. Design tools are the fourth kind of objects in there. So for example, we've got current tools that are in development, very short summaries. We haven't yet worked out, but we want to be able to work out how we can adapt this. So we put these in, but it might be that the people who've produced the tool come and adapt it and say, well, actually, I want to say a bit more about this here. So we've got things like the JISC-funded Phoebe and London Pedagogical Planner. We've got the Compendium LD tool that we've developed. We've got LAMS, of course, and other ones that are developed. you know, I recently, a few months ago, came across Grava. Don't know much more about it. It's still in development, I've seen. But, you know, putting those in as we go through. But the idea is to have brief details and then just links through to the systems. And anyone can use the system and put in whatever they want to about this. User profiles are a really important part of the system, as with any social networking sites. So the user can put in information about themselves, but a really nice feature already that we have is it automatically, dynamically generates any of the objects you've put in. So you can see straight away what somebody's expertise is. And again, there's a motivational aspect for this, because you go and you think, "Woo, you know, it's linked those already, that's great." So it's got the user details, it's got a dynamic list of the inputs, and it's an evolving network. We've got simple tagging by tool, by subject, and by pedagogy. Plans for Compendium LD, we're looking at developing the in-situ help, more scaffolds, looking more at the issue about textual versus visual representation and how we can use it more to support creativity. Social objects is very much at the heart of some of the work we're doing with CloudWorks. And here's a nice quote from Engelstrom in terms of this. Martin, in his blog, has picked up on this and has talked about designer social objects, and also David Wiley in terms of the notion of, you know, sitting around a campfire and sharing ideas and stories. So we're building that into the CloudWorks, basing that on this notion of these social objects. We're only at the start, but that's the kind of vision. Here's, for example, a brainstorm we did a couple of days ago where we got people to develop objects on paper, and then we looked at how we could put this into the system and talked about the different aspects of where we can add in the social dimensions, the star ratings, the motivational factors, annotation, interactive widgets, and adopting a very much an open API approach. We're not saying this is the site for learning design. We're saying, let's make this as a kind of conduit that links in the best way that the blogosphere, etc. does. Next steps, finally, we're doing some work in anger with our health and social science faculty from September. We're looking at embedding an institutional rollout, and we're looking to and hoping to be able to look at transfer to other institutions and different communities, particularly through the LAMS community, but also through the Moodle communities, and ways in which we might be able to do that. And finally, I'm just going to leave you with a challenge. What I'd like people to do, there'll be a prize for this, is sometime over today, if you could write a little cloudlet, a little teaching and learning innovation, something you've developed or something you've come across that you like. Put your name, the title, very brief description. If it isn't yours, put the name of the author to credit it, and a bit of tagging. You know, tools it uses, the pedagogy, and the subject. And there will be a prize, which we'll announce tomorrow. So if you could come and find me by the end of the day, just do it on a piece of paper and just give those to us. If you don't want it going into the CloudWorks system, then let us know, obviously. But it would be really helpful, and we'll use that in the exercise tomorrow afternoon. So little cloudlets with brief description, and there will be a prize. Thank you for listening.